This Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by Team Builder, the online strength coach training software. It's accessible from any device. Check it out at teambuilder.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today, I'm down in Starkville, Mississippi. It's a hot one. I just got done doing some pit shark, some seated squat pros, and now I'm meeting with the sports performance nutritionist for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Her name's Kelly White. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm glad that you could come visit us in this hot day.
Well,
I
did
run 3 miles, though, so that ties with what you did.
Absolutely. And I know you just got done with your run. How many miles did you do?
I ran like 3.5. And it was probably 90 degrees and 100% humidity outside.
Yeah, I can do that.
So I rehydrated with two G2s and two bottled waters and a Jimmy John's sandwich for refueling.
Okay, I need a little help. I just want some tips on, I went heavy on the pit shark today.
Yeah.
And I did the pendulum seated squat pros, and I had that baby loaded up too. Where do I go from here as far as the recovery for that? What do I need?
Well, within, 30 minutes to an hour is the recommended recovery window. So we do recommend that you have, more simple carbohydrates, whether it's fruit or you could have yogurt, it has a little bit of protein in it as well. Sometimes we'll do trail mix. And then for now, some of the guys, we usually do lunch. So, if you're going to eat lunch within 30 minutes to an hour, we'll have sandwiches, or we have a lot of things catered here for them to have immediately after their workout. But then also, you always want to think about hydration. So, in our rooms, we make sure we always have Propel, G2, things that have electrolytes in them, so that you're not just drinking water. You're making sure to, replace the sodium that you lost as well.
And for our listeners out there that do a lot of running like you, I know you probably run, over 70 miles a week sometimes.
I do. Yes, I love it.
What kind of recovery do you do? Like, say, for example, today you ran 3 or 4 miles or whatever, and what's it take for you? I need a lot of protein, like you say, and some yogurt. What do you need?
Yeah, as soon as I get done, I had, like I told you, two G2s, two waters for hydration. That's the first and foremost thing I'm going to do within, 5 minutes after I'm finished running. And then if I know I'm not going to have a meal, I usually go in our nutrition room and get one of our, granola bars, applesauce, simple carbohydrate. We have pineapple fruit cups in there. We have grapes in there, so I'll make sure to grab one of those. And then also some protein. So we always have either fruit and yogurt parfaits in there or regular yogurt. And then if I know I'm going to eat again in an hour or so, then I'll actually have a regular lunch, whether it's, from a restaurant or a sandwich out of our nutrition room. So I require probably, 2,500 to 3,000 calories a day. And I'm pretty small.
All right. Well, once again, I'm with Kelly White. She's the sports performance nutritionist for these Mississippi State Bulldogs. I'm down here in Starkville, Mississippi. Kelly, if someone wanted to become a nutritionist, what's it involve? What do you got to do? What kind of studies do you have to go through?
Well, people don't realize how long it does take to get your degree or to become a registered dietitian. So you have to go through 4 years of undergraduate school. Then you have to apply for an internship, which can be anywhere from 9 months to a year and a half, depending on the program that you choose. And then you have to sit for your RD exam. So once you pass all those, you become a registered dietitian. Now, for me, to become a sports dietitian, you really need to have 2 to 5 years experience before you even consider becoming a sports dietitian. Some can do internships that are geared more towards sports nutrition. But if you don't, you really need to get more experience. So I had 5 to 6 years of experience in sports nutrition before I sat to become a board certified sports dietitian. And that takes, I can't remember exactly how many hours it requires, but that's just another certification that you can have to show that you have more experience and that, it kind of stands behind your name and what you do.
We were here a year ago, ASAP, Athletic Strength and Power, and you were just stepping into the pool here.
Right.
What's it like now, now that you got a year under your belt?
I have to say that if I had to pick anywhere, I know I actually live here, and so I didn't actually have to move for this job, which is awesome. There is no other staff that I would mesh with any better than this staff. I feel like most things are my opinion. They ask me for my input. They value my input. I'm used as another part of the team. So whether it's hydration questions, whether it's what do we need to do for this guy for weight loss, what do we need to do for this guy to add lean muscle mass, what do we need to do for recovery after practice, what meals and snacks we need to have, what do we need to plan for camp. All that stuff is my responsibility. And, you know, whether I will, I have liaisons that I'll definitely talk to and ask for input, but I love it. Absolutely love it.
That's great. I'll tell you one thing, you're doing something right, because we've seen these Bulldogs here. They're for the group one and group two. We're about to go see the 1 o'clock group, but these guys are lean, mean, and we didn't see too many guys that needed to lose any pounds. But if,
right.
Well, let's say if somebody did need to lose some weight, what are some guidelines, or what are some of the suggestions that you provide?
The first thing I do is when I meet with each player, I kind of assess where they're at and education wise, what's their motivation level to lose weight. Some of them are not motivated at all and they're doing a lot of little things that add calories. And there's some that are already where they need to be. They just need to gain lean muscle mass. So there's different, answers to that question. But the most basic thing I have is I have the cheat sheet of basic rules of, are you drinking your calories? If you are, definitely, don't want to drink your calories. So I give examples of calorie-free drinks that they can drink instead. What are you putting on your sandwich? Do you go to Subway and put a 400 calories worth of mayonnaise on your sandwich? Do you use, our favorite restaurant in this town is Umi, which is like a Japanese steakhouse, and they love the pink sauce. So they don't, realize there's probably 500 calories in the amount of pink sauce they use. So we definitely talk about condiments and all those things. Where are you going late at night? And I think since I've been here, it's been a lot better. They've learned to fuel in the morning, eat breakfast of some kind, and it's promoted by every staff member in this building. Strength coaches, me, athletic trainers, we all talk the same language, so they all know they're supposed to eat breakfast and lunch and dinner so that they're not wanting to go to Burger King or somewhere else later at night. And I think I've heard from a lot of those guys, I'm just not hungry later anymore, which is what we want. So I think those are some things that they were doing that they know they shouldn't. And there are some guys, even if they're not hungry, they go there anyway and just do it because they want to eat, So there's all things like that. There's some guys who need to text me before they go, and they'll ask me what to do, and I'll tell them what to get at these restaurants, just because they are people who need a lot more guidance and they need more help because they're not quite as committed as some other people would be. I'm trying to think what other things we do. We talk about starchy vegetables versus free vegetables. We know the starchy ones have way more calories, so we try to promote salads, vegetables as much as we can. And since I've been here, every time we have our training table meal, we have salad bar set up. Almost any of the weight loss guys, for sure, they all know that they need to go and add that to their meal and eat that in addition, so they're not going to get another plate. So all those things in general are really helpful. They know to go through the line and get one plate. They know to get a protein, a starchy vegetable, a free vegetable, and then a salad as well. So I'm kind of around a lot. So a lot of times, even me just standing there, they know, oh, Miss Kelly's here. She's probably looking at what I'm eating, and I don't have to say anything too. So all those things I think are helpful in getting them to actually do what you're telling them to do. It's not just telling them, it's, being around and reinforcing everything.
Kelly White, she's the sports performance nutritionist here at the Mississippi State University in Starkville. Once again, Kelly White, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.